How's it going, Sha?
All right. It's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm a little annoyed.
Uh-oh.
You know, the city asking too much of me, Sha.
Uh-oh.
You know, a lot of people think that I'd never leave New York. I don't think I will. Mm-hmm. But the things that would get me to leave New York would blow your mind, I think. Like, it's not anything that people complain about. I love the train. I like how it moves. I like how it smells. P comforts me, you know?
Oh, okay.
Something about that just like, yep, I'm supposed to be here. And mm-hmm. only like the tough survive. I don't know why. Like, just it brings me like comfort in my soul knowing that I'm one of the few that like, I'm good with this. You know, okay. I like the cold. I like the winter. I like feeling like my skin is going to blister unless I lotion. I don't know why, but again, brings me weird comfort. You know, mm-hmm. when my mm-hmm. kids come home complaining about the weather, I'm like, you need that. Good. Making you better. All of that. Love all of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I don't like, though? When the city demands too much of me. I just spent, no lie, maybe like 3 hours throwing out the trash because now I got a compost.
Yes, the composting.
Yo, Sha, I got, you know how many departments? Like, I got to get a divider for the front of my house now, yo. I got cardboard. Mm-hmm. I got cans.
Yes.
I got glass.
Uh-huh.
I got compost.
Right.
I got regular trash.
Uh-huh.
And someone threw out a mattress that requires its own bag. Like, I need an infrastructure to clarify what department of the bags I was putting out up front. Like, I had signs.
Right.
I had, like, paper signs saying this is this type of trash so mm-hmm. that the appropriate trash person could pick up the right trash. You know, I'm getting in a fight like, yo, this goes here.
Right.
And they're like, why? I'm like, listen, it's not me. It's yo. It's the city. You can put uh-huh. it all in one place in my heart. Like, I don't care. But the city wants this. And, like, they're demanding it of us as a unit. Like, it's not, I'm not making this rule. I promise you.
Right.
I don't want to compost. I agree with it in spirit.
Sure.
Like, I love that it does good. I love mm-hmm. that, you know, I don't know what it does, admittedly. But, like, whatever it does. You tell me it does it, I'm on board. You know, like, I like, if you happy that my garbage is more divided, whatever, yo, sincerely, I'm happy for you.
Okay.
But, like, the effort I got to do to make these theoretical people happy, it's crazy. It's just so much, Shy. Like, I don't know, I don't have any more color bags I could buy to differentiate.
No, that's, you know? True. That's true.
I got black bags, I got blue bags, I got clear bags. It's yeah. too much, and, you yeah. know, like, and it's coming at the wrong time because, like, I'm trying to teach my son to throw out the trash. I can't send him out there with this nonsense. I don't know how to do it.
Right.
He's asking me questions like, little man, I'm lost too. We mm-hmm. were studying together the compost paper.
Right.
You know, and this compost stuff that I don't even got to do that other people got to do. I don't got leaves over here. There's a leaf.
Sure.
Separate. There's like a separate leaf department paper bag that I'm supposed to have. I'm like, y'all, thank God I don't got this leaf situation in my block. I don't got trees here. Mm-hmm. But like, if I had a tree, I'd be through the roof right now. Listen, 3 hours throwing out trash, y'all.
Wow.
That is insanity. I'm over here dividing. And like, I got to touch shit that I've never had to touch before because it's all the food.
Right,
so like,
yeah.
I'm over here like putting the end of pizza crust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Apple slices.
You mean, do you guys now have that little brown?
Yeah.
That smaller brown can?
Straight up. I didn't even ask for a shot. They dropped it off in my crib.
Yeah, no, that's how that works. Yeah.
Yo. Mm-hmm. They just, I went outside one morning for my sandwich and I saw every other house on my block got it. Like, they trying to infiltrate us slowly.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped it off on every other even number.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. They, I literally just read about the whole composting thing and how they're rolling it out and whatnot. And it seems like a lot. I mean, it's where I am. They haven't given those cans out yet. What has been happening is some company, I think, is just posted up at my closest train stop, like outside of it, but just like one of those little like tents, just a little, you know, four poster tent and a little folding table. And then I guess they got little cans or bags or something. And they're like, you can drop your compost off here. And I'm like, I wonder if that's working.
Yo.
Like, I don't see, all I see while I'm rushing to work is other people rushing to work. And then these two well-meaning people just underneath, just like, compost. And I'm like, that's not, are you giving away compost? Like, what does that mean?
We don't have the infrastructure for it as a city. Like in my, like Gabby kind of explained that like you could do stuff with it.
Uh-huh.
But like everyone that I know that compost comes from another city where like the houses are, yeah, you have land. Mm-hmm. The houses are like 40 years old or less. So they were like built with like trash compactors. I don't know anybody in New York with trash compactors.
That's a very good point. Yeah. I haven't seen a.
It's not a New York City thing because we got 100-year-old homes. Like,
right.
The kitchens weren't built with that. So, right. Like, it's just a weird expectation to, like, yo, if you're on the fifth floor, you got to have four garbage bags in a 700-square-foot apartment?
I mean...
So you could drive... Like, yo, that's
first
wild.
First off, how did you get a 700-square-foot apartment? Good on you.
Yo.
Yeah.
My whole kitchen is just trash bags right now, Sha.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah, we don't got no space for that. That's very true. And I mean, the way that newer apartments look now, the kitchen is the corner of the living room. Like, it's not even a full, there are no walls. I mean, you can call that open concept if you want to. I call it my television is hanging next to my refrigerator is what that looks like. There's no counter space. There's no place to really put a trash can except in the middle of like everything. And now they, you know, there are more bags and whatnot. And then you also have to keep your food stuff. And also is everything compostable? Here's the thing. Here's the main thing is, why it'll take much longer for, I think, this to catch on than other things. It's because we don't see what composting does.
Mm.
We don't see what the fruits of that labor is. Like when things are recycled, we can buy something that's like made out of recycled plastic. You know what I mean? Polar fleece is made out of Coke bottles or whatever. You know, like we've already heard things and there are labels, there are things that we can purchase that say, now how much of that, like honestly, I love the idea of recycling. I wish things could be recycled in the way that we're thinking. Many of the stuff that we're putting in recycling cannot be recycled, or it's already been recycled once and they can't run it through the ringer again, or it's already covered in food. No one's rinsing out the food. If you're not rinsing out your food from plastic or whatever at a local level, please believe once it gets on that truck, no one is taking that off of the truck, opening your bag and rinsing the food off. It just it's more trash. It's just going to go to a, you know, a weird plastic beach that floats around just off the coast. But yes, but we don't know what composting does for us here in the city. You know what I mean? So, like, there's nothing that we can look at and go, that's because I composted. That's because it's okay. That's because they're making us compost. That is what we see from it.
As dope. I like
that. Yeah. So, if we don't, unfortunately, this is how we are in America. We need to see why am I doing this? Show me why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And if there's not much for us to show yet, because honestly, they started little versions of that program when I first moved here. I knew people who lived in South Slope who got the brown trash cans. They've had those composting trash cans out in Park Slope in Brooklyn in South Slope for at least 8 years.
Oh, wow.
8, 9 years. Yeah. So they've been testing it out in different markets for a while. And now it's like, okay, we're going to do all of the boroughs.
Yes.
And I think Queens and part, like, I feel like Queens and maybe Brooklyn are supposed to have it rolled out by the end of this year, maybe, and then like Manhattan next year. It's something where I'm like, we're up against the, according to what I read, we're like right up against the thing. So now they're really like starting to roll it out. But there were parts of, you know, the moneyed parts of Brooklyn. They've had these things for a while.
Yo, my dad haven't fought in a while. We fought over this.
Oh, yeah?
Because, like, he saw how I did it. He thought I was doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he had to give me his input. He's like, yo, you ain't supposed to put a bag in it. Plastic ain't, right. You can't compost plastic.
Right.
I was like, but you have to put a bag in it because then you create, the whole point is you're not trying to create something that smells and attracts the mice.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I have this super nasty, stinky brown thing, it's mm-hmm. the same problem, you know? So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. So, you know, what do the papers say? What do they say about it?
The paper doesn't mention plastic in the thing, but it doesn't not mention it. Like, it's like, yo.
So, when they come to pick that up, what?
That was my favorite part, Sha.
Uh-oh.
I waited for the sanitation to do this morning.
Mm-hmm.
A truck came by just for the compost.
Okay.
The dude pulled up. He saw me. I said, I saw him. I was like, yo, I got it right. He said, you the only one that got it. I'm like, word. He's like, my man. He's like, we gave out those trash boxes. He's like, I haven't picked anything out for 3 blocks.
Oh, wow.
Straight up. So it's going to be
slow in
my crib.
Yeah, the thing I was reading about it was just like landlords who kind of don't feel like fucking with it because they're like, yo, I have a lot of units. Like, ones that, like, I have a lot of units in these buildings. How the fuck? What about buildings with trash chutes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Like, how do you compost? What am I? Are we now putting a trash chute in an old fucking building? How are we doing that? There are a lot of questions, and I don't think they've been properly answered. They're just like compost, but it's a lot messier than recycling, where they give you a blue. And also, it took a lot for me to like get used to recycling here because
we still suck at it.
In Atlanta, just started making people use like the blue bins and recycling and stuff just before I left. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So they just 10 years. I've been recycling Atlanta 10 years. I don't even know how that's going.
Yo.
So
my brother-in-law came up here a month ago, and he was throwing bottles in our regular garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Went to my mother-in-law's crib, threw bottles and her shit.
Yeah.
Gabby yelled at him. My mother-in-law yelled at him, and like he's like, "Yo, I didn't know it was this serious." I'm like, "My man, you lived here." He's like, "Yo, you forget that." So fast in Florida. Like,
it's so easy to forget.
Straight up. He's like, we don't not only not recycle, we like mix on purpose. Like, we look to throw extra shit in there, yo. They haven't thought about that in ages, bro. Like, it's, and like, the thing is, I like what you're saying there. Like, and you need to be able to see it. Like, there should be local versions of this. Like,
yes.
I can't compost in New York. I could thrift shop, make that like a thing. Like, yo, you can't buy anything that ain't been owned before at least once. New Yorkers could do that. We could do that. But like asking me to compost, I don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
And it's the effort required for the way my city is built. It's
worth it.
Yeah. Like, you got to give me something that makes sense for this area. Let another area that like composting rocks, let them compost.
Yeah,
I'm not like, anti-composting in principle.
No, not at all. But I also just don't live any place where that's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, just, for the love of God, my landlord, and again, this is just a townhouse with a basement apartment. So it's just me and my roommate and my landlord and his family. That's it. he just retiled the whole front that had like a tiny little green space. And he was just like, man, fuck that green space, and covered all that over with tile. So I don't even know if, like, if they come around here with a brown can, he's going to be like, the fuck is that for? Like, he's truly not going to give a damn about it, you know? In fact, I don't even have my trash cans in front of where I need them now. The big Herbie Kirby's, yeah. He moved them out back to do something, and they haven't been in front. And like, I literally just have my trash in bags in my house until it is the night that they come to pick it out, and then I put it out.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing up there. I know one thing, my man, compost, I know that.
Yo, I think that we need to go back to like Oscar the Grouch era. You know, no bags on the street, only cans. That's the first.
Yes, I didn't even, that didn't even dawn on me until recently when they've been talking about like having larger containers to put trash in, like in, like at the end of certain blocks. And that's what they're going to do to try to kind of fight the rats. Everybody who lived elsewhere and didn't live here in New York is just like, you mean like a dumpster? Like a dumpster. Y'all want to do dumpsters? Because they got a thing for this. It's called dumpsters. Why are we putting bags out on, like, this is insane. And only recently did I learn that that was a kind of recent change from like what, the 50s or 60s?
Yeah.
Sometime in there where it was all just like the metal cans, but then someone, I don't know, to make it easier for some reason, they switched to putting plastic out like in the 70s. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah. I heard about it. Big one. Yeah.
Because my parents talked about it. Yeah, nah, it was fucking hell. No, like, it was.
People were getting hurt. Like, they're heavy as hell to pick up. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like the answer to me is that, like, we're trying to solve a rodent issue.
Yes.
The food can't be accessible. I understand that it's, like, tougher, but I agreed with the later pickup time. It minimizes the amount of time the trash is out. Cool. I'm on board because that follows that logic. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to trash out from 4 to midnight, it's out from 8 to midnight. Okay. But the next step is that you can't have garbage on the sidewalk and not expect rodents to want to eat. Like, it just is what it is. We need to increase the amount of time sanitation comes out.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't put your bags of trash out onto the street until 8 p.m. But I see how your cans that are supposed to hold your trash bags, that whole, your whole trash area, I see how it's kept. And I mean, honestly, it doesn't make a difference if it is 4 p.m. or 8 p.m. or if it's, you don't put it out until you hear the truck at the end of your street. The way you keep your area, rats are going to already be there. Do you know what I mean? Like, keep a terrible outside trash area. So, like, it's on the individual. And like, okay, great. So we drag it out onto the street at a certain time. And I get it. But it's still, like, I'm still shaking my keys when I approach my door. So I can scare away any rats that are just, like, rats aren't stupid. You know what I mean? They're not, like, standing on the sidewalk like, well, I guess I can't eat until they bring the bag out here. Give me a fucking break. So I'm like, well, y'all are really underestimating rats right now. They will just be at the front door. They'll be wherever the can is.
Real talk. The trash. I've been attacked by rats coming out of the trash, and the lid was on. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
yo, straight up, they moved the lid, covered themselves because it's cold.
Yeah.
And went to work. And like, I found them like 3-4 layers in.
Yes.
You know, so they know how to do it. I don't know. They got keys. They got
they got all of it. So, yeah. But I'll tell you this. The raccoons here near me figured out the trash schedule. I would go out for my little walks to try and keep sane. And I'd see multiple raccoons on streets. When the trash wasn't out, I didn't see them.
Yo, shout out to the raccoons.
No.
Real talk. That's how y'all do it. Yeah. They're not even local. They busting in.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, where are you coming from? What?
You know what I mean? It's a work shift shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're coming in from up north.
I feel like native New Yorkers need to know that fear of lifting it and seeing a possum. They need to know that.
I like that.
When you see that fucking white face and then, yo, that's a whole scared. Other level. Yeah, it's terrifying.
Listen, nature has kicked my ass on more than one occasion, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've accepted my place in the totem pole. Almost every animal is ahead of me right now. It's not me. But, yeah,
well,
I ain't with this.
Good luck.
But I'm trying my best. You know what I mean? I'm proud that I was the only guy on my block to compost. You know what I mean? not the way I expected to bond with my sanitation worker. But like he high-fived me, you know, he's like, yeah, nobody did this for 3 blocks. Like, no doubt. I'm glad to be the first. But I still don't think I did it right. What felt like a lot of effort. I went through all those garbage bags. The compost bag was maybe a third full. Seemed like a lot of work for very little. But
yeah, it's gonna take a minute before people, because I mean, now we've got to change our trash cans, right? So now we need 3 compartments.
Yeah,
one
yo.
For trash, one for recycling, and then one for food. I ain't doing all that.
Telling you, it's what? Work.
How about every... that? I'm just gonna eat all processed food that won't do anything for you.
It can't leave anything, B. Yeah. Chicken nugget diet only. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's
straight
it.
Up. Nuggets. No, nuggets only, yo.
Yeah, I'm eating everything. Whatever I open, I cook and I eat right then.
Don't you peel that banana, okay?
That's right.
You
eat
the whole
all.
Thing or nothing, okay? Let's get to the news. Let's see. A deer charges through a crowded restaurant in Wisconsin. That's right. People go to Noodles & Company to save a buck, but not to have one interrupt their meal. Ba-dum-bum. But that's what happened in Beloit, Wisconsin on Tuesday when a deer came crashing through the restaurant's window. Surveillance footage shows a deer charging into the crowded restaurant around lunchtime, prompting diners, to scatter. The animal then explored the dining area and kitchen before exiting out the back door opened by an employee. Noodles & Company spokesperson Stephanie Drome told the local news. No one was harmed in the incident, and the location has since reopened after a deep clean, of course. The restaurant offered a 2-buck mac and cheese special on Wednesday to commemorate the incident. That's how you do it, yo.
Wordplay. This fucking story. Okay. Yeah. The way it came through and then walked through the restaurant, it came through like, who built this? Who put all this here? And I'm like, this must be what I look like when I go back to Atlanta and I drive around. I must move like a deer that just broke into this Noodles & Company.
This
is like, what is all this? What is all this? So this is what y'all doing now, huh?
Well, I'm still going this way. It's the way I know.
Yeah, okay. It's the only way I know. So.
Y'all can tell me the new way later, but right now. Yeah. Oh, that looked good. Sorry about that. But,
right. Exactly.
Oh, man. Yo, respect the marketing opportunity, too. Real talk,
yo. You would respect the marketing opportunity.
People over there scared as hell at work. And, like, you got to, like, do some, like, training. Let them know, hey, it's going to be fine. You know, I promise you no more deals will walk through the restaurant. But in the meantime, I know you had a life-threatening opportunity thing happen to you, but let's not waste this chance to market some mac and cheese at $2. You know what I mean? Why not? You know? I love stuff like this, yo. Dudes over there shook daddy. They're like, yo, I'm sorry that happened to y'all. But also, we're going to commemorate this moment in the news. You doing okay? In other news, long distance wrongly measured. That's right, 3-point line at the Denver Nuggets court was fixed ahead of tip off with the Mavericks. The 3-point shot of Dallas forward Grant Williams felt slightly off all morning in practice on the new brightly painted Denver Nuggets court. Turns out it wasn't his shot at all. It was a wrongly measured 3-point line. The line's curvature was painted too far back on the blue and yellow floor that Denver will use for the NBA's in-season tournament. The time between shoot around and the game between the Mavericks and the Nuggets, the line was repainted to the right distance. He was like, yo, there's no way it's supposed to be this far, he was saying during the morning shoot around. Everything was short. Plus, I could just tell from the perception, either it was a blue court, it was the blue court messing with my eyes or the empty arena, but the line felt long. Indeed, it was too far back. Williams went in pregame warmups and he was back on target. He said that there was a still faint remnant of the other 3-point mark. The NBA's 3-point line is supposed to be 23 feet 9 inches, except from the corners where it's slightly shorter. Williams said it was a tight squeeze between the out of bounds line and his sneakers in the morning session.
Wait, whoops. What? How did they get that wrong?
Yeah, you would. I thought that. I didn't know that they painted in the NBA. I thought like those were like pre-made like pieces of wood. Like I felt football they painted because it's grass, like it grows. But like I thought the wood on the NBA was like made exactly with the paint on it, since like some of them like convert to hockey. Like I thought they were just tiles.
Yeah, I think they put another flooring on top of floor.
I thought it was the other way around. I would have figured hockey would be underneath. And no. Then they put the basketball on top.
No, because they would absolutely go through that wood onto an empty ice. You know what I mean? Like the ice rink. There's going to be space between the rink and the wood. So I think it's easier to build the rink on top of the wood.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's what they do. And then, yeah, I think that's it. So it's like the bottom. And they paint that. And then they build whatever they need to build on top of.
Like either way,
putting the ring in. Yeah.
I feel like this is something that should never happen. Like in the like.
Do you think they did it on purpose?
Why?
Why would they? I don't know. They're sneaky. Do you think they're just like, oh, whoops, I guess it's the altitude and you having a hard time because it feels further out or something? I mean, wait, Denver won last time, right?
Denver won the whole thing.
Okay, so I don't.
Oh, nah, we was using meters, B. My bad. We mismeasured. You right?
Yeah, I mean, like, do you think that, I don't know. I'm not saying, I don't want to say that Denver is cheating. I don't want to say that at all. But, you know, how do you not know, like, did they have, is it like a new intern who painted? Like, who? Got that wrong.
Real talk, that was my first thought, that like somebody like hired their dad that doesn't play basketball,
right?
And like he just thought the measurement didn't make sense. He's like, why is it 23 feet 9 inches? It's such a weird amount. It's gotta be 24. Nobody wouldn't say an odd number like that.
If you look at because there is a picture that shows faintly where the wrong line was and where the correct line is. And so the wrong line was out a little bit further.
It's a noticeable amount. Like, yeah, that looks like a decent amount. That's a sneaker. That's a sneaker length away to me.
That just doesn't seem. That's too much. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they should measure while they're doing that and catch that, even if they're repainting. No one should be like freestyling that.
Yeah, they doing the 3-point line with the eye. They out there with their thumb like, it's kind of right. Yeah.
No, that doesn't seem right.
And they're all crooked over there. Now I got to be proud because you think the 3-point line is art. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Yo, you got to shoot all your threes from the left this game, okay?
And was that the case on a whole floor? Like, did they have to go back and do the other side too?
Nah, I think it was just one side.
Oh, see? Nah.
But they switch sides in the game, though. You play one half one side, one half the other.
Oh, okay. So both of you have a chance to cheat or suck? That don't seem right.
Yeah, that does feel suspect because you can strategize if you know that. Like,
yeah,
all right, we're going to be in the long side for the first half, so only shoot twos.
Right.
Like, just go for layups. And then on the second half, when we all rested from just playing up close, mm-hmm. we start launching threes at the shorter line. I like that, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, shots to Denver, man. Real talk, man. I love to see schemes. This is beautiful.
I don't know. Look, I don't want to put that on you, Denver, but it ain't looking good right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love that nobody on Denver noticed. Like, you sure? You're not here practicing, too. You know, somebody on Denver tried to convince them it wasn't, right?
Oh, sure. Like, no, try again. No.
Yo, you got to work on your shot. Talk about. That's not too long at all. It's not always it. In other news, Northern California man recounts life or death bite attack by the river due to otters in Lake Tahoe. That's right. 69-year-old man Matt Leffers spoke casually about swimming to Alcatraz Island from San Francisco and back, spanning the distance of a whopping 38 Olympic-sized pools one way. The experience swimming dude. The experienced swimming dude has enjoyed open water swimming for decades. But a September attack mounted by two river otters upon Leffers in Serene Lakes has left the seasoned swimmer unwilling to traverse back. After a couple of bites, I started screaming for help as loud as I could. I've never done that in my life, he said. That's right. Matt Leffers.
They have these really, I will tell you, the reason I'm saying, oh my God, so much is because in the middle of this article, they have these two gnarly photos of the guy's injuries. And I'm like, yo, let a motherfucker know that you're going to show me where otters, like, you know what I mean? Blur it first.
Yo, the Sacramento Bee, a picture
of a woman in a half shirt, that gets blurred immediately. But I get to see down to the white meat of this guy's arm where otters fucking tried to eat him alive. And y'all just let that rock. God damn, Sacramento.
Real talk, B. Sacramento Bee don't do not safe for work posts.
Come on.
Got Shalane Ward almost fired over here,
oh,
yo.
Oh, my goodness.
Sent down a raw.
Yeah.
The San Francisco resident estimated that he was only 120 feet from his wife's family cabin when he felt a very strong bite on his right calf. He turned around and saw two otters that cornered and bit him dozens of times. I really thought I was going to die. Peter Tira, spokesperson for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, said that river otter attacks are rare, but several people have reported such incidents this summer.
What I tell you.
Yo, know your place, people.
I keep telling y'all, leave the fucking water alone. Let me tell you, let them have like two, three years. Just leave it alone. Because these animals are angry. They are so angry right now. And they ain't trying to hear your little, but I do this all the time. Well, guess what?
No more.
Guess what? No we more. Live here. We ain't having this no more. I mean,
real talk. You want me to compost? Tell me the otters is asking for it. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
They're like,
yo, what do the orcas want? I will do whatever the orcas want me to do. I'm doing what the water animals tell me to do.
Real talk. They put it up with it, all right? So they get to make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
According to Tira, river otters are cute and charismatic and should be enjoyed from a safe distance. They are equally fast on land as they are in water, and their teeth can inflict a lot of damage. Word. She put the word out, man. Real talk, man. Know y'all place. I didn't realize how big otters are, man. Like, and so this article. That's a diesel animal, yo.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Almost every animal that we are aware of, we really have only seen in cartoon form first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've only seen like maybe images that can be manipulated. So maybe like a documentary, you know, they're shooting from far away, or a cartoon version of that animal, or at the zoo. And if you can't count the zoo, that's going to see him in prison. So, it, you know what I mean? It's not the same, but to see a healthy, virile otter in its habitat and you fucking with him?
Nah, B. And no, he bowling deep? You got people with him?
Yes. Forget about it. You're in his neighborhood.
Otters, by the way, they can river otters can weigh between 10 and 33 pounds.
Did you know that? That's a toddler.
Real talk, yo.
And 33 pounds is a toddler.
Real talk, yo. Toddlers coming at you. You could take one toddler, but not two with teeth. Yo, come on. With teeth like that? Nah, B. Them toddlers is winning. Especially if you ain't see them coming.
Right.
Real talk. 2.5 to 5 feet in length.
Oh, no.
That's
5 feet? I'm 5'5".
Real talk. Yo, real, I didn't even put that into perspective. I was like, oh, shit, you right.
Yeah.
That's a whole adult, yo.
That's a whole adult. That's a whole adult.
Real talk, yo. Some otters could drive.
Yes.
Yo, yes. Low key. Yo, that's dear. That's real.
An otter distance. Can be as tall as Madonna or Prince. Yo. They were both, they're both like 5'1".
Real talk, yo.
An otter could be as tall as Prince. Did we even, I mean, come on.
Abby. Muggsy Bowles versus otters. That's what I want to see. Even my computer found a 22 kid shocking shot. Shut shit down there for a little bit, yo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Kids, same lady. She wants to have 100. 20 of them were born within a year. 105 biological kids is her goal with her millionaire husband, this guy named Gallup, who's 58. More than double her age, and who, more importantly, earlier this year was just sentenced to 8 years in prison after being found guilty of illegal purchase and possession of drugs and psychotropic substances. That's right. Lovely family. You know what I mean? They got it all going on. Drama, siblings.
Okay. All right. So the guy's rich. Yes.
Yep.
And she is having all these children.
Yep.
Be it she's sending out for delivery or doing it herself, whichever way, all of this rich guy's children, and the guy is going to jail soon or is in jail.
I think he is, right?
Okay. And
no, he was sentenced, so he might still be gone.
What?
Yeah, you right.
What? Why? Well, you know what I mean? Like, how does that help you?
This was my guess. I think he has two other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to, like, flood the courts by getting the majority of the child support. Like, yo, I get 100. I got 105. You got two. We're going to split this child support up 107 ways.
Okay. All right. So you think she's flooding the market?
She's flooding the market, you know? So that other lady, he might be a millionaire, but like, you getting like $17 a month, you know?
It ain't. Yeah, why?
So that first mom, even though she the OG mother, she got way less kids. So like, the court's going to be like, listen, like, we want to help you, but this lady's raising 105 babies. Like, she needs every dollar.
No one asked her to do that. I guarantee that man did not say, give me a gross of children or whatever. I'm sure that's not a conversation they had. And, you know, not to sound stereotypical, but and the people who suffer the most are the children.
Yo, real talk. Like, especially kids like 22 through like 105.
Yeah.
No way he remembers all those names.
He doesn't. Well, he doesn't. He's not going to know them. He's not going to know these children.
You can't.
You can't. You can't possibly know them, especially if he's in jail. All these kids got to get clearance. That's not going to happen. They can't go see. I don't know how long he's going to be in there, but you can't clear 30 at a time. Nah, that's no good.
Oh, man, yo. You have to play catch. Your arm is shot, B, at the end of this day.
I mean,
you gotta give each kid a half hour of throwing? Nah, B.
Also, he can't be okaying this. Where is she getting all the sperm?
Yeah, real talk. That's a lot of shots.
That's a lot of sperm.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I get it, surrogacy, so, you know, it's probably, if it's IVF, that shit's expensive.
Yeah. What is that, like 20, 30K? The numbers got to have changed, too. Like, that was, like, pre-COVID numbers.
Yeah.
You got inflation. That might be, like, 50 racks per baby.
Nah. I call bullshit. This isn't happening.
Yo, what if this is a really long way of saying that, like, she's cheating on him?
With who? All the other surrogates? This truly sounds like some kind of weird, like, caper gone wrong.
Yeah, this is a hustle here happening.
Yeah, there is a hustle, but it she didn't plan it correctly. And now there are all these, they're all CGI. All I see are CGI babies.
Yeah, they promoting the movie. Real talk.
I'm trying to think of who's going to play young enough to be someone who's just kind of the stupid. This is where the game falls apart for me because I don't know any of the new actresses. I don't know who any of them are. So I don't know who young actresses are.
Real talk.
Who could play this, but like this seems wild. I don't believe it's happening. I don't think so. Who wants that many kids? I don't care. I don't not to have multiple surrogates. No one has that kind of money. That's what I mean. Like, even if he's like a millionaire, she's gonna burn up all his money before she could put anything on his books.
Yeah,
but when he gets locked up paying for IVF for all of this, because he's not.
Daily Mail UK, we calling you out.
I don't know if you can call it
trash.
I don't know if you can call it a surrogate if he's actually fucking the women. Is that a surrogate? Is that a surrogate?
I don't know, B.
I don't think so. But yeah,
my
antennas absolutely
is going up now too, Sha. You're right.
Yeah, I you're absolutely right. The Daily Mail is bullshit for sure. But yeah, no. Did anyone see all these children, the ones that exist now? I need to see a photo of all of them with today's paper. I don't
Real
believe
talk.
It.
I want to see you buy 22 mattresses.
I need all of them. I want to see your the houses where you keeping these kids. I want any child to show up with today's paper. I want Mustafa. I want Miriam. I want Aaron. I want Alice. I want Hassan. I want Judy. I want Harper. I want Teresa. I want Hussein. Anna. Come on now. Isabel. Ismail.
Oh. Mehmet.
Ahmet. Wait, are those?
Yo, Shy, it's a life insurance scam.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
You take out a life insurance policy on 105 different people.
So then she got to kill all these babies?
She got to kill all these babies. Like a plane crash. Takes out the whole family.
Wouldn't it be easier just to take out a policy on the man and just try to kill him?
Yeah, but like you get like the policy on the baby's going to be like cheaper because they're young. They're not expecting them to die for like 80 years.
Okay.
So you get like real
cheap policies.
So if you
get a bunch of smaller.
Straight up, B.
Hold on. If you get a bunch of like $10,000.
That shit adds up. It's 100 kids. Real talk, yo.
Okay. All right.
It's opportunity. It's a different angle.
It is a different angle.
And you could like split it up to different insurance companies so they don't even know that something's weird. You know? Do like 3 kids per each insurance company. You know what I mean? One from each age group, because she said there's a group born in 2020, another 2021. And she's going to keep doing it so she had 105 kids.
And then boom, five
of them taken out at a time.
Okay. I mean, that is possible, but I feel like there are so many kids that there's going to be a red flag. Even if she did it to where she lost a kid a year, by like kid four, people are going to be like, this bitch can't keep no one. Someone go down there and see what's going on in her house. Like, there's no way. Like, I don't. It's too many. It rings bells with the kids coming out, and it would ring bells with the kids dying. There are so many bells being rung. I would argue,
because my first argument would be like, yo, you've killed three kids. I was like, I got 105, babe. 102 of them is still alive. I mean, that's a great batting average.
Yeah, if you're a puppy. Like, if you're a dog.
Nah, if I got 105 kids and 102 of them make it to 18, I'm winning. Real talk. I would say that with pride. I got two kids, I'm going to keep both alive. But, like, once we crack double digits, I don't think the expectation is still 100%.
No, I guess not.
Right?
Guess
every person I know that got grandparents, they all tell me, yeah, they had like 11 siblings and like three of them died at like 12 because of some weird shit. And,
right? You know,
once you hit double digits, a baby died, he didn't wake up one day, some shit. You know, and everyone just accepts it as normal because 11 kids made it out of 12. That's solid. Yo.
Oh, you know what? I hate this because this actually is the case. I mean, they didn't make it to double digits, but they were close in my mom's family, and they did lose one.
And straight
they
up,
and like, have another one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they were like,
and like no one even questioned them. They're like, yeah, I mean, they still good parents. They got 11 kids straight through. Like, no, yo, my mom had I think 14 siblings,
God, and damn. Like
three of them ain't make it. And they each had like a different story. Like this one, like didn't wake up at 13. Mm-hmm. This one died around like within a year. She was born sick.
Okay. Yeah.
But like the other, like 11, they alive kicking, freaking 60 plus. All of them dudes. So yo, they grandparents is just they good people. Nobody even questions it. Real talk.
I did not think about that.
I'm saying the math. Yeah. The math is.
Sure. Okay. I'll give you the math, but. Honestly, I think she has three kids and she just puts them in a different onesie and holds them up and says, and this one's this one. She has a boy and a girl. And then the third one, you know, dealer's choice. And then she's just a bunch of little wigs, maybe just a bunch of little wigs that she puts on them.
Yo, respect the hustle. I don't know what the scam is.
I don't know
what
the hustle is. I don't want to respect it yet till I see it play out. But there's definitely a hustle.
Yeah, at the very least, I expect the commitment. You know what I mean? You had to come up with 22 names. That alone, like you got to give them different characteristics, bios. You know what I mean?
I guess so. I mean, it's a real mix of names. Like, you mean to tell me Judy's brother's name is Mustafa? How that works? Mustafa and Judy are brother and sister. That's what you're telling me? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21. There is a picture where her and the 22 in the article.
I don't believe it. That's literally an IG, like,
she chat GPT'd that shit, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Finally, this month, 200,000 high school seniors will get automatic college acceptance letters before even applying. That's right. It's part of a strategy aimed at expanding college access. Roughly 1 in 8 first-year students with the Common App account will get at least one offer of admission before they even apply. From Mount St. Mary's University in Los Angeles to New York's Institute of Technology, 70 colleges in 28 states are participating in the Common App's newly launched direct admissions program, which has the widest reach in the country. In the wake of the Supreme Court's affirmation action ruling, colleges are looking for new strategies to recruit students from diverse backgrounds.
Is that what she's having all these kids for? Now they all get into college. Okay. So now she's getting that college money. There are so many. Okay.
Each year, more than 1 million students, one third of whom are first generation, use Common Application to apply to school. research financial aid and scholarships, and connect to college counseling resources. Individual schools and the school system have also rolled out similar initiatives to broaden their reach. Last spring, the State University of New York sent automatic acceptance letters to 125,000 graduating high school students. It's actually pretty dope. This is also in part because nationwide enrollment has noticeably lagged since the start of the pandemic, when a significant number of students decided against four-year degrees in favor of joining the workforce or completing a certificate program without the hefty price tag of the more advanced degree.
That's great, but also that just means you're accepted. How am I going to pay for this shit?
Yeah, real talk.
You know, and it's just with all this talk, with all of this student loan forgiveness talk, I absolutely understand why someone who's like a senior in high school now would be like, why don't I just get some sort of certificate and become this thing?
Yeah.
Why would I go through whatever the college experience is? Why would I go through that and then be saddled with this money that they can't decide if I should pay back or not? But it seems like it's keeping a lot of people from doing stuff just because the way it's always been, which it wasn't the way it always was.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go to work. I mean, that's what I did. I spent 1 year in college and I was like, I'm just going to go to work because this isn't for me right now. And I'll get back to college when I am truly driven and ready to do it. And I am 51. So,
yo, it's going to come around soon, Sha.
Maybe, you know, maybe I'll be the old lady at the mixer, you know,
that'd be fire.
The one, but rush me through, please.
Yeah, I went to CUNY, City of University in New York, Baruch College, and I consistently feel like the like a lot of my friends I've mentioned on a podcast, I own my house. The biggest reason I own my house, besides like, you know, I've had like help from my parents, advice, all of that jazz. But it's because I wasn't making college payments. I went to a school that cost $5,000 a year,
right,
as part of the City of New York. I got my parents offered to pay me exactly that amount. My dad told me, he's like, whatever CUNY costs, that's what I'm giving you in tuition money. You can go wherever you want, but you ain't getting a dollar over $5,000. Mm. And on top of that, I worked at UPS, which gave me money if I got over a C. Mm-hmm. So when I graduated, unlike almost all of my friends that graduated, I had no debt. Whereas I have friends that like finished paying like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, so yeah, like that like completely redefines your life. And I made it a habit, like when I got like in my 30s, whenever like I met a doctor, to ask them like where'd they go to school. And any doctor that went to school in New York, every time I asked them if they were over 50, they would tell me that it was free.
Yeah.
And that like blew my mind. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Straight up. They would go to City. They were like every bachelor's was free, period. And the overwhelming majority of like postgraduate was free if you had a certain grade. So he's like, if you got accepted into the medical school, if you got accepted, your grades were dope. So it was automatically free. Mm-hmm. And that was the case for almost all of those programs. So yeah, like huge advantage back then. We don't got that now.
No, like, not at all.
Not at all, B. You
not
in debt.
Not at all.
$250,000, $500,000. Don't own property. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't blame people saying, y'all could code. You know?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
I could do this.
Yeah.
I see them TikToks. You know what I mean? I make $300,000 coding from my bathroom. You know what I mean?
Right.
What you doing with your life?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know?
I'm over here sweating.
There's more than just the college experience, but the college experience is so expensive and just keeps getting more and more expensive with no relief. And then we had a little bit of relief, but then they're like, nah, we can't do it. And I'm like, you can, because you've only been doing this shit for like 60 years, 50, maybe actually. I feel like actually, yeah, maybe like 50 is when they start to raise the cost of tuition because they're worried about, you know, black folks and brown folks and women and like all these people were worried about them reading a book and getting smart. So let's try to make it cost prohibitive.
If you would like.
If you would like to chip in for tuition for these 22 children and counting.
All you got to do is like and subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You don't want to help out. You don't think 22 kids warrants being helped, okay?
Admittedly, yeah, no.
Self-inflicted.
She had it coming. Yeah. She knew what it was. That mother knew what it was. No, she don't need to help her.
5 stars. And you probably, they already getting a college experience. If you got 22 kids, you got to be like, it's like dorming, right? You sleeping in bunks. You kind of know the other person.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, their mother might be a little bit nuts. So they're probably going to need some help. If we want to rescue, if we want to run in there and run out with them in blankets and stuff, they're probably going to need some help.
Bro, talk. If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram. At Silky Jumbo, Wag Gastro Monte. Shout out this week to Tanner Haley, FCVLJ, Anna, and Lori McDaniel. With all that said, I am the never, ever, ever, ever have been that many kids. Gastro Monte. Real talk. 22 is wild. You are so out of pocket. Wit. The won't ever, 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 ever have the same amount of kids either because she's much smarter than me. She's 2 kids ahead of me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have that many pairs of shoes. I mean, I definitely have that many pairs of Sauconies.
Yo, respect.
And yo, that's fire. I need help. And I need help. And those are just sneakers. So, yeah, for sure.
Poll question for this episode. Put it out there from now. Will more of those kids go to college than Shalewa Sauconies have been on college campuses?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Let's put it out there. How many of you think more than 10 pairs of Shalewa Sauconies have been on college campuses?
Mm-hmm.
15? 20? It's a good question, right? I don't know. She might have sent more of those kicks to school than that lady's gonna send children. Oh man, this is I did not expect that turn, but the questions come where they come from. Okay.
Yep.
This has been a parenting focused episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Start composting. Peace. Once the guns go cold.